we thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries. And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants.
That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Greetings and welcome, smart viewers. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 22 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Sukhbatar Sealing Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongols. In Dakhan All Province, channel 8 on Dakhan Broadcasting System. In Shah, channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision, channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Utul on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, channel 61 on One New Cable. Channel 35 on multimedia on demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on Netwave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjia Le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV, formerly channel 97. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, channel 105 on Mingchong Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the Inter-American Development Bank offers a $25 million grant to help Haiti's development. In peace news, China cultivates international peaceful relations. In veg news, a new range of plant-based products is launched in Ghana. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, September 15th, five Central American countries, Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, and Nicaragua, celebrate their Independence Day commemorating their attainment of self-sovereignty in 1821. Costa Rica, north of Panama, is home to up to 5% of the Earth's biodiversity. El Salvador is known for its gorgeous beaches, ancient Mayan sites, and scenic mountains. Guatemala has a rich cultural heritage with over 20 Mayan ethnic groups, each with its own language and unique vibrant costumes. Honduras contains the Rio Platano Biosphere Reserve, a United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, UNESCO World Heritage Site. Nicaragua has the largest freshwater lake in Central America, Lake Nicaragua, which has more than 400 islands. May the citizens of Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, and Nicaragua have a wonderful Independence Day.
Lion News. Heavy rains lush Brazil. Over the past week, several southern Brazilian states have been swept with storms, bringing floods and landslides that have caused fatalities to rise to at least 10 and injuries to 120 people. Over 1.5 million have been affected, with 19,000 displaced. The Brazilian government is providing shelter for over 1,900 people, while nearly 11,000 are staying in the homes of relatives and friends. Santa Catarina State, which was also hit by a tornado earlier in the week, has declared a state of emergency, along with 11 municipalities in the southernmost state of Rio Grande do Sul.
On September 14th, Supreme Master Qinghai asked that our Native Association members please go to comfort and help in whichever way they can. Conveying prayers and sorrow from her heavy heart, Supreme Master Qinghai also offered $30,000 in aid, an amount that could obtain $138,000 in emergency materials purchased in the United States based on Brazil's cost of living.
Our appreciation, government officials and all kind residents of Brazil, for your considerate actions to ease the situation of the storm victims. We also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her ever-caring assistance to those in need. Our condolences to all who have lost loved ones, as we pray for the swift recovery of the storm victims to the comfort of their daily lives. Let us meanwhile strive to lessen such distressing events through our gentler treatment of all beings.
Floods hit Greek island. Heavy overnight rains that swept the Greek island of Evia resulted in the loss of one police officer's life when his car was swept away. Dozens of homes and businesses have been inundated, with rescue helicopters dispatched to evacuate stranded residents from rooftops. In addition, several main roads were blocked and a bridge was destroyed. Our sympathies for the loss of human life as we pray for the protection of the flood-affected and their smooth restoration of normalcy. With heaven's blessings, may such calamities be eased through humanity's kinder stewardship of the earth.
German firm aids Angola. Through the government-sponsored Germany Technical Cooperation, Germany has donated €1.2 million to help with Angola's peace progress. In particular, the funds will go toward assisting former military group members in reintegrating into society, primarily through training as managers of conservation and protection areas such as the country's Kisama National Park. Germany Technical Cooperation and Germany, heaven smiles on your meaningful aid to former Angolan soldiers. Wishing them all productive new lives of goodness and peace.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Former pig farmer urges all to be veg. To date, strains of this novel swine flu virus have claimed the lives of 3,639 people globally, with total cases approaching 300,000. However, the true number of infections is far larger, as it is difficult to measure. Bangladesh alone estimates that 50,000 people are actually afflicted. Among the countries with new fatalities are India and South Korea, while new cases were just reported in Formosa or Taiwan, Macau, Yemen, Egypt and in Finland, where the total is now 240.
According to researchers of a new study on swine flu, the biggest fear is in the chance that the swine flu will be present long enough to combine with an extremely lethal form of the bird flu. The new study found that pigs most likely raised on farms had mixed different flu strains together over time and thus played a large role in forming the deadly 1918 influenza pandemic, which eventually killed up to 100 million people worldwide. The current swine flu virus has been the result of a similar pattern.
It has always been the wise counsel of Supreme Master Qinghai to refrain from consuming meat in order to avoid harmful consequences, including pandemic diseases. Other experts have also pointed to livestock or animal hunting settings as major factors of past and present plagues.
Having become aware of this through watching Supreme Master Television, Mr. Luo Hongxian, a former pig farmer from Linco Township, Formosa or Taiwan, quit the family business and has become vegan. His reasons are that raising animals for meat causes negative retribution and also pollutes the environment.
At first, Mr. Luo was met with much opposition from his family, but later his mother agreed and also became vegan.
But more gratifying than his health is the relief of knowing his family is protected.
Now planning to urge other pig farmers to do the same, Mr. Luo has decided to raise his pigs that were once destined for slaughter as cherished pets for life. Congratulations and thank you, Mr. Luo Hongxian, for your courageous and loving decisions. We pray for those directly and indirectly suffering due to the swine flu virus and for our world to be transformed through our actions to a safer, peaceful place that is free of avoidable threats as these.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Qinghai had designed the alternative living flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative living. Change your life, change your heart, change your diet. No more killing. Be healthy and loving. Examples of nutritious life-saving food, percentage by weight. Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets and capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein for an average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk. To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease or BSC and pig disease or PMWS, etc., to stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily, It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good. It's health, it's economy, it's ecology, it's compassion, it's peace, it's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below. al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vegsoc.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com, or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Stars and filmmakers recognized at 66th Venice Film Festival. At the ceremonies that commemorated excellence in the most established film festival in the world, Russian actress Ksenia Rapoport won Best Actress. Beloved British actor Colin Firth was honored with Best Actor for his performance in A Single Man. Best Director went to Iranian-born filmmaker Shirin Neshat, while Italian Jasmine Trinca was awarded Best Emerging Performer in the film Il Grande Sogno, or The Big Dream. U.S. actor, director, producer and screenwriter Sylvester Stallone was honored with the Jaeger LeCoultre Glory to the Filmmaker Award for his many memorable contributions to cinema. Our applause, awardee stars, filmmakers and all participants. May you continue to bring joy to many people through your shining talents on the silver screen.
Nobel laureate Norman Borlaug remembered. Professor and acclaimed father of the Green Revolution, Dr. Norman E. Borlaug, has passed away at age 95. His lifelong research and dedication to ending world hunger led him to help develop disease-resistant wheat that is said to have saved 1 billion lives. Recognition for Dr. Borlaug's outstanding work included the Nobel Peace Prize, the U.S. Presidential Medal of Freedom, and the highest civilian honor of the U.S. Congressional Gold Medal. Dr. Borlaug's selfless efforts towards peaceful prosperity and the betterment of all humankind were also recognized by Supreme Master Ching Hai, who bestowed him with the Shining World Leadership Award. We send our heartfelt condolences to the family and friends of Dr. Norman Borlaug, whose benevolent presence will be missed. May his soul rest peacefully in God's eternal light and love.
Save our planet, the real cause and solution for climate change. In a recent event broadcast live from Lima, Peru, honored guest and speaker Supreme Master Ching Hai revealed via video conference the latest scientific finding that greenhouse gas emissions from the livestock sector have been newly assessed to amount to more than 60% of total global emissions, making meat production the single largest cause of global warming.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has stated, since nearly 2 years ago, that at least 80% of global warming can be stopped if we cease using animal products. In response to a question on how to convey this truth, she gave the following encouragement to attending audience members and indeed citizens worldwide.
As for what we can do about the interests of the meat industry, we must be very steadfast in conveying what we know to be the real truth and sharing it as far and wide as possible. We can write letters to all these meat industrial responsible person and tell them all this truth. We gather information and send it to them. Tell them there should be organic vegan farmers instead. Or many other jobs nowadays, green technology. Our need to stop the killing of animals is the only one that will stabilize the earth physically as well as bringing peace and restore hope to humans and the planet. But it is up to us, all of us, to decide whether or not we should save our planet, save our family, save our children.
Also presented in this special event was the book premiere of the Spanish edition of the number one international bestseller, The Dogs in My Life by Supreme Master Ching Hai. received with Walt McLean this delightful account of Supreme Master Ching Hai's 10 Canine Companions was being celebrated as a number one bestseller in the Spanish language on Amazon.com.
With appreciation to conference participants for their sincerity, we are most grateful to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her practical guidance and unyielding support to humankind. Let us all decide now to become an organic vegan society, thus saving ourselves and countless other lives.
Please tune in to Supreme Master Television's Words of Wisdom for the full rebroadcast of this live event at a later date with multi-language subtitles.
Save our planet. Drought forces thousands of farmers to cities. Following 2 years of scarce rain and resulting crop failures, thousands of Syrian families are migrating to cities in search of alternative jobs. Climate change, along with human-caused desertification from grazing animals, as well as the absence of irrigation, has affected 60% of the nation's land, with over 800,000 people who have completely lost their livelihoods.
With over 60,000 families that have migrated thus far, the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, is providing support to families in efforts to keep children in school, while the International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies, or IFRC, has provided funds for food aid to be distributed to the most vulnerable.
We are grateful, United Nations Children's Fund, International Federation of the Red Cross, and Red Crescent Societies, and all those working to ease the situation of the Syrians. May such tragic circumstances soon be eliminated as more people turn to kinder, higher standards.
Concerned for our imperiled planetary stability, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke in a July 2008 video conference with Supreme Master Television staff, offering a clear and simple approach to bring resolution to this troubling situation.
We can help to better prepare for the future food crisis. It's not future, it's already there, but we can help to minimize it or cap it by helping the developed nations to understand that vegetarian diet is the cure for food shortage, and that we should share the resources and technology with all fellow brethren, as heaven intended us to do. Again and again, eating meat is the cause of most misery on our planet. People must realize that putting down that piece of meat, which is poisonous, is all they have to do to attain peace on earth and to eliminate hunger for good, and to save the planet, of course.
Save our planet. UN provides warning system for riverbank dwellers in Bangladesh. After analyzing 25 years of satellite images and soil samples, the United Nations Development Program has developed a plan to help alert the estimated 100,000 Bangladeshis who are made homeless by flooding each year. Test forecasting to date has been accurate and effective in pre-warning thousands of people at Khajuri, northwest of the capital, in time to seek safe resettlement. Many thanks, United Nations, for your kind assistance in creating a system that maximizes the safe evacuation of the Bangladeshi people. May heaven watch over them as we also speed our efforts to address global warming through such earth-sustaining measures as the vegan lifestyle.
Save Our Planet. The Forestry Commission Wales has begun the decades-long Tiwi Wildwood project, which will recreate wetlands, bogs and heath to return a 1,000-hectare site to its more original, pristine state.
Save Our Planet. Florida, USA resident and community activist Terry Neal creates the 25-minute documentary film Orange Lake Nature's Bounty in an effort to save the region's wetlands.
Save Our Planet. Environment ministers from the Ibero-American countries of Bolivia, Dominican Republic, Ecuador, El Salvador, Guatemala, Panama, Paraguay, Peru, Portugal, Spain and Uruguay attended their 9th annual meeting where they developed proposals for addressing climate change.
Thank you. Bilbo, and this is Laguna.
Hello, friends. We are two of the stars of Supreme Master King High's number one international bestseller, The Birds of My Life.
Laguna and I are both vegan.
Today, we'd like to offer you a tip given by our most comforting caregiver, Supreme Master King High.
For mosquito bites, even sandbug bites,
immediately rub vinegar on before you use other remedies such as Tiger Balm.
It relieves achiness, eases later scars, and reduces swelling fast.
You can repeat applying it until there's no more itch.
Keep a little bottle of vinegar with you somewhere, like in your purse or car.
It helps.
Our many thanks, Supreme Master Ching Hai, for this super tip.
Thank you, kind viewers, for your attention. And thanks a lot for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Now, the worldwide weather.
In world news, the Inter-American Development Bank grants Haiti $25 million to assist with the country's reform plans. These include increasing the efficiency of public expenditures and other measures to stabilize and boost the economy. The sum will also help enhance the function of Haiti's Public Works Ministry in improving national road networks and the state's power service. An additional support of a $10 million policy-based grant has been approved by the Caribbean Development Bank. Our sincere gratitude, Inter-American Development Bank and Caribbean Development Bank, for your care and support. May God grace Haiti with ever-flourishing and sustainable communities.
In peace news, China strives for advances in peace. Chinese Defense Minister General Liang Guanglie said China will develop friendly cooperation with all the countries in line with the five principles of peaceful coexistence to make new contributions to building a harmonious world of lasting peace and common prosperity. The five principles were first proclaimed in a 1954 agreement between India and China and include mutual non-aggression, equality, and mutual benefit. Our respectful appreciation, China, for your commitment to greater accord between nations. May people of all lands soon see a world of brotherly kindness. Up next, a noteworthy news. Vegetarian delights are available to shoppers in Ghana. We'll go for a deep breathing and we'll be back. More friendly news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, enriching news for a prosperous world. In veg news, a new range of animal-free products has been introduced in Ghana. Trades Limited, a distribution and marketing company, has collaborated with frozen vegetarian food manufacturer VegFarm to launch six new soya-based foods. The vegetarian chicken, sausage, hot dog and ham assortments are non-genetically modified and preservative-free. Trades Limited's business development manager, Mr. Denny Watwari, said the items were introduced in response to a growing interest in vegetarian diets. Our sincere thanks, Trades Limited and VegFarm, for making these nutritious and tasty plant-based choices easily available. May the hospitable Ghanaian people enjoy the great benefits of turning to a healthy and earth-saving vegan diet.
Let's now share some laughter with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled The Message.
Một anh chàng học sinh nọ muốn tán tỉnh cô gái kia trên xe buýt. Một hôm anh ta lấy hết can đảm của mình, viết một tờ giấy nhỏ rồi dúi vô trong tay của cô ấy. Bên trong có viết là: "Tôi rất thích cô, nếu cô đồng ý làm bồ tôi thì hãy đưa lại tờ giấy này cho tôi, còn nếu không đồng ý thì vứt nó qua cửa sổ đi." Một lúc lâu sau, cô gái đưa lại miếng giấy cho anh chàng ta. Anh chàng mừng quá mở ra xem thì thấy trên giấy có viết là: "Tôi không thể nào mở nổi cái cửa sổ này."
And now for a warm hotline following Supreme Master Television's third anniversary celebration. This one is from Emmy Award-winning director, writer, producer and creator of Follow Your Heart Chicken Free Chicken. Chef Carrie Brown and his beloved spouse Elisa are both vegan.
What a beautiful event. The warmth and kindness shown us was joyful.
The food was delicious. The staff was genuinely helpful.
And the entertainers were wonderful.
It was an honor to take part in Supreme Master Television's third anniversary celebration.
Elisa
and Carrie Brown.
Kindred spirits, Elisa and Carrie, we are so happy and honored by your attendance. Thank you for uplifting the world's atmosphere by advocating the compassionate vegan diet through your own lifestyle, words, and actions. In heaven's light and with all our love.
Do you have a hotline today? We very much appreciate your hotlines and stories from your area. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May your days be graced with inner light and wisdom. We'll see you next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Qatar's Prime Minister and Minister of Foreign Affairs, His Excellency Sheikh Hamad bin Jassim bin Jabour Al Thani, meets with French President Nicolas Sarkozy to discuss bilateral relations and the Middle East peace process.
In tribute to her husband who passed in the 9/11 tragedy, Kathy Kareli of the USA starts Tower of Hope to empower those with disabilities toward greater independence by providing them with specially trained canine companions.
In Madrid, Spain, Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez and Spanish King Juan Carlos share a joke during their warm and friendly meeting.
U.S. State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley announces the country's readiness to work with North Korea directly in an effort to resume six-nation denuclearization talks.
The European Union and International Fund for Agricultural Development donate $31.6 million to assist less fortunate farmers in Burundi.
Iraqi Airlines embarks for the first time in 18 years on a flight from Baghdad to Qatar's capital of Doha, with plans to continue with two weekly trips from Iraq to Qatar.
Vladimir Tolstoy, the great-great-grandson of famed Russian novelist Leo Tolstoy, announces the Garden of Geniuses, the Magnificent Seven, a project to celebrate the most renowned writers in the world.
The newest French Consul General, Frédéric Denoux, visits medical facilities in Gaza, Palestine, and reassures of his country's continued support.
U.S.-based animal rescue organization Farm Sanctuary organizes its nationwide Walk for Animals in North America to raise awareness and funding for animals rescued from factory farm situations.
In a phone call to Turkey's Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan, Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin conveyed his condolences for lives lost in recent floods, as well as his country's readiness to assist.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWM.